Hello and welcome to this special edition of the Henrietta Christian Fellowship Podcast, the 2015 Audio Advent Devotional. We hope these recordings bless you throughout the Advent season with a renewed focus on the reason for it.
Day 6, Rahab.
Rahab was defined as a harlot or innkeeper. The definition of the time is not clear. However, her station in life was to serve people in her lowly home, where few people would go to visit. Anyone entering her home was seeking something undesirable in nature of the spirit. Because sin is valued the same, no matter what the sin, God has opened doors to humanity for salvation from its own destruction. She wonders why God came to her door. She's an outcast in Jericho, yet her family is important to her. If she gives cover to God's men, will their God save her family as was promised? Godly people are different. Unsaved people recognize there's something different about us. They trust us. Deep inside, they know we have strength and confidence that our God saves. Rahab may have been a harlot, but she recognized a powerful, true God through the spies she concealed. God had honored her faith and what they promised because faith was something foreign to her. Hebrews 11:31. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. He adopted her into the family line of Jesus. Belief in the true God is power and understanding. Does God use the cunning of a harlot to save the spies? God plants a gift in us, and when it is used in sin, it is cunning. Once we accept that God is who He says He is, He changes the gifts for good. I think of it as a cunning into wisdom. Until we understand how the gift is used for the purposes of God, we can't have the fulfillment of God's promises. God also proves to us He is for everyone. He doesn't exclude any human being from being part of His family. How many times has the Holy Spirit guided unbelievers to fulfill His plan? So Rahab continued to love Him as her God. Some respect His omnipotence, but don't grasp that He is calling them. I would not judge if they ever converted in the same way we see demonstrated in our churches, but we will be surprised to see the small seed grow with the active practice of faith. Rahab proved to her family that this God is true and keeps His promises. Her spirit was made new and believed that God would save her family, and with this faith, she was added to the family of Christ. God is good. We need to stand for our family in faith that God will protect them. This time of year is a time of renewed life, and we may need to stand with someone to help them believe that the promises of God are for them.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, a production of Henrietta Christian Fellowship, which is located at 1085 Middle Road in Rush, New York. Are you local to the Rochester area and looking for a Christmas Eve service to attend? We invite you to join us as we retell the story of Christ's birth through seven carols and seven verses. There will be luminaries lighting the property and small gift bags for the children as well. Once again, thank you for listening and have a Merry Christmas.